A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from 2 Peter, 2nd Epistle of Peter, chapter number 1, from verse 2 to verse number 4. The scripture says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Our attention this morning shall be on verse number 2. "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." There are three basic and vital factors mentioned in this verse of scriptures that are responsible for success and accomplishment in a man's life. Starting out this beautiful week, these three are very important if you are going to arrive at the place that God has destined to you for you, and if you are going to become the man God originally designed you to become. These three are very vital. You cannot do without any of these three important factors. Number one is grace. "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you." Here, the Apostle Peter is praying for the multiplication of grace. Do not forget, in Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20, Paul the Apostle said, "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that works in you, to him be glory and honor forever." Now you notice that verse of scripture, that God is able. That's very important. God is able. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can think or ask, but this is in accordance to the power that is at work in you. This is dependent on the level of grace that is at work in a man's life. A man gets results according to the level of grace at work in his life. And that's why Peter the Apostle is praying that grace be multiplied. Every one of us needs the multiplication of grace so we can enjoy God to the fullest. May grace be multiplied unto you. Grace is what a man gets and gets every other thing that he needs in life. Grace is God's free gift for a man, and it is the dimension of divinity in humanity. Grace is God at work in the life of a man. It is God in man's affairs. Grace is God's strength in man's weakness, and it is God's ability in man's disability. Everybody needs grace. You need grace, and may grace be multiplied unto you. You perform in life, you get results in life based on the dimension of grace that you enjoy. Grace is very vital. May you not lack grace. May grace not be lacking in your life and in your destiny. So may grace be multiplied. So God has to multiply grace unto you. And you know there are dimensions of grace. There are different levels of grace. Everybody operates at his own level of grace. And it does not matter that we are age mates. Age mates are not necessarily grace mates, and it is grace that determines what you are able to accomplish. And as you set out today and this week, it is the grace of God that will determine what you accomplish and the result that you obtain. And it is my prayer that God will pour his grace upon you abundantly, and you will achieve greatly beyond your own ability or skill or strength or qualification. Grace will make it happen. It is grace of God that takes a man to dimensions beyond his imagination or beyond his background. Grace. May grace be at work in your life this week. It is grace. Grace at work that determines the opening of the heavens upon a man. When grace is at work on a man, heaven is open on that man. And I am praying again. May grace be poured upon you abundantly from heaven. May grace be multiplied unto you. So Peter acknowledged that there are very many things that God has made available to us, things that make for godliness, for life and godliness, things of great and exceeding great and precious promises. But we attain this, we obtain this by the grace of God. So grace has to be multiplied, has to be increased for you. And it is my prayer that grace will be multiplied and be increased upon your life and upon your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. The second vital factor is peace. Peace is also very essential, not negotiable. If you are going to arrive at your place in life and in destiny, if you're going to become the best that God has designed you for. So peace, you must have the peace of God. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Shalom, the peace of God. A man that lacks peace will not be able to pursue his dream. He lacks peace. He does not have peace. If he has turmoil, if he has war or battles, he is troubled. He has the trouble of heart. He cannot achieve anything. He cannot become anything. He cannot even take a step. Lack of peace paralyzes a man's initiative. Lack of peace weakens a man's hand. May your initiatives not be paralyzed. May your hands not be weakened in the name of Jesus. And so to achieve, God has to keep you in perfect peace. I ask you, dear listener, to ensure that your mind is stayed on God so he can keep you in perfect peace. A man surrounded by wars cannot achieve anything, cannot amount to anything, cannot become anything. He is spending his life, he is spending his energy, he is spending his time fighting battles, fighting wars. Peace. God has to keep you in perfect peace. For this is very necessary if you are to make progress or achieve anything or accomplish anything in your life. If you are going to accomplish anything this week, your peace must be intact. In Nehemiah chapter 2 and in verse number 2, King Artaxerxes observed that Nehemiah had the sorrow of heart. The Bible says, "Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart." The king noticed that Nehemiah was sad, and he observed, "This is nothing but a sorrow of heart, a broken heart, a troubled heart." In Proverbs chapter 15 and in verse number 13, the scripture says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." Where there is no peace, the spirit is broken. Where there is sorrow of heart, where there is no rest on every side. Don't ever forget, King Solomon was able to build because God gave him rest on every side. In other words, he had peace round about him, and so he was able to accomplish great feats. You need the peace of God, and God has to multiply peace unto you if you are going to achieve anything meaningful this week. My prayer is that your peace will be intact, your peace will not be interrupted this week and beyond in the precious name of Jesus. The third very vital key for a man to succeed is knowledge. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 19 verse 2, "And for the soul to be without knowledge, it is not good." And so we need the knowledge of God and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the knowledge of your endeavor, the knowledge of your business, the knowledge of your going, of your concern. You need knowledge. Knowledge is essential for success. For whatever a man does not know is clearly above him. And so you need knowledge. Knowledge is very important. If you must obtain anything meaningful, knowledge is critical. And ensure you go for knowledge. Seek after knowledge. Seek to know. Don't forget, what a man does not know is above him. Seek to know, and the Lord will cause great things to be delivered unto you. Knowledge is power. Knowledge produces result. Don't forget what the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 13 and 14. The Bible says, "My son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." It is when you have found knowledge that there shall be a reward. Knowledge delivers reward. Go for knowledge. My prayer for you this week, dear listener, is that God will multiply grace upon your life. is that your peace will be intact and not be interrupted, and that God will increase you in knowledge, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you increase and multiply in grace, in peace, in knowledge, so will your result in life and in destiny multiply and increase. May God multiply results to you in every aspect of life, in Jesus' name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let your grace be multiplied upon me in the name of Jesus. Multiply grace unto me. Multiply peace unto me in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I pray that this week you will multiply your grace upon my life, upon my destiny, that you will multiply peace upon me. Let my peace be intact. Let my peace not be interrupted in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, any satanic agenda to interrupt my peace, let it be destroyed today. Any agenda of the enemy to interrupt my peace this week, let it be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let my peace not be interrupted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, fill me with the spirit of knowledge and understanding, knowledge of you, knowledge of Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray that you will fill me with knowledge and understanding, knowledge of you, the living God, and understanding in every aspect of my life. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and declare, I am making progress this week by the grace of the Almighty God. My peace is intact. My peace is not interrupted. I am making progress. I am going forward by the knowledge of God, by the knowledge of Jesus our Lord. I am achieving great feats this week in the name of Jesus. My life is productive this week. My business is productive this week. I record great results this week. Heaven is open upon me and my things are working, and God's name is glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. It will be as you have declared in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Follow me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Yemi Graceman, and on Twitter at Reverend Graceman. Don't forget to join me for Family Life Affairs on these platforms, 10 a.m. on Friday. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very productive week, and the Lord bless you.